This is Dr. Chambers On Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC. 800-222-5222. No questions too dumb, no questions too tough, no questions too embarrassing. 800-222-5222. And here's Dr. Chambers.
This show is about you and your health. I'm live and local in the KABC studios. I'm a working physician. I see people like you every day with everything from hemorrhoids to heart attacks. Now, when people discover you're a physician, especially if you're on the radio or you have a digital platform like I do at drchambersoncall.com, you get lots of questions. The first question is, hey, doc, how do I stay healthy? What are the secrets? And usually at a dinner party, if you answer that question, everyone is disappointed because it's kind of mundane. It's kind of boring. Don't smoke. Hey, you need to be told that in 2016. Wear a seatbelt. Exercise. What's your weight? Basics, basics, basics. Now, the buzzword in modern healthcare in 2016 is this. You are your own doctor. Yes, you heard me. You, in conjunction with Dr. Google, where you can put your symptoms in and Dr. Google will pop out the answer, you are your own doctor. It's what we call shared decision making. And what the insurance companies want to do, what the academic physicians want people like me to do, people like me who treat people like you, you think that we're the only two people in that exam room? No. When you see your doctor, there's lots of restraints on your doctor about what she can say to you, what she can do, what she can order, how she can manage you, how she can treat you. And when they talk about shared decision making, they're talking about finding the sweet spot so that you use my expertise with your needs so that your health is optimized. Now, this plays out in very many strange ways. When something is really complicated and we don't have the answer, we say to the patient, hey, guess what? I don't know if you're 42 years of age as a woman. Do you need a mammogram? Because the evidence is so complicated. Hey, I can't really answer that directly. So why don't you decide yourself? Or you're a man and you're saying, should I get screened for prostate cancer? Well, that's kind of complicated. So I'm going to let you do it. Now, this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, which if you're not familiar with it, and why would you be? It's arguably the most prestigious medical magazine in the world. And they came out with what they called shared decision making, finding the sweet spot. And the physician, Dr. Terry Fried, said this, that when we're talking to you, if you're in my office, if you're in the emergency room, if you're sick, we're supposed to say to you, you know what? I'm recommending option X because it provides better outcomes than option Y. Does it fit in with your lifestyle? Does it fit in with your priorities? Well, I've tried that sometimes, and it hasn't really worked out. Because what we're learning in politics, for instance, at the moment, is this. People want answers. They want strength. If they're sick and they're feeling vulnerable, they want you to provide the answers. And they want you to incorporate their lifestyle, what their needs are, of course. But they're looking to you for the answer. Now, the most famous example that I always use is Steve Jobs, the Apple founder. No question, genius. No question, no argument, absolute and utter genius. There will be many, many movies about him over the years trying to figure out what his genius was and how he changed it. But what he, how he changed the culture. But what he did was this. When he got sick himself, he got all the information possible, gathered it together, and decided to make his own medical decisions. You have to remember he had a very rare tumor called pheochromocytoma. You don't need to remember that. It's just a tumor that happens in the pancreas. It's extremely uncommon. In my entire career, over 20 years, I've seen a handful of them. They usually go to a small group of physicians who handle them because they're so uncommon, so rare. Now, until Steve Jobs got this tumor, I really thought this was benign. I really thought that people who got it would live. But Steve decided to do something different. When he researched it, he felt that, you know, I'm not going to have surgery. I'm not going to do what my doctors recommend. I'm going to go off on my own holistic healing process, which is fine. That was his right. And that, of course, is your right to ignore and say, hey, this is not what I want to do. Don't want conventional medicine. Don't want surgery. Unfortunately for Steve, it didn't quite work out. And the tumor spread, and the rest is history. Tragically, we lost Steve Jobs, I think, long before we should have. Now, the other question that people always ask you at dinner parties is, how do I choose a good doctor? Well, you think of people like Steve Jobs. He's got access to anybody in the world. He can call any doctor in the world. He's going to take his call. Any doctor in the world is going to try and help him because he's Steve Jobs. And even with all his resources, when he put all the information together, he didn't, in my opinion, make really good decisions. So what about you? How do you choose your doctor? You just go to whatever one your insurance company assigns to? And then what happens if you just go there and you don't like her or him? What do you do then? Well, I always tell people that a doctor-patient relationship is like any other relationship. It's a relationship. Emotions flow back and forth. Opinions. Have you ever met people you just don't click with? You don't like them. You just, whatever the reason is, you just don't get there. Well, it's the same with a doctor. You may meet someone and you may just think that they are the finest doctor that ever was, and you're going to be happy that your insurance company assigned you to them. And other times, it just doesn't click. So I usually tell people the first thing you got to do is interview your doctor. Yeah, you heard me right. Interview them. Go meet them. See if you like them. See if there's some chemistry. Talk to them about their philosophy. Talk to them about how they manage their practice. You get little tips about how they manage their practice when you arrive. Does the receptionist greet you? Is she nice? Is he nice? Is the place clean? Can you get an appointment promptly? What happens if you need help after hours? Do they go to the hospital? If you have to be hospitalized, who's going to look after you? Will they be looking after you? These are the basic questions you've got to ask. Now, a doctor-patient relationship can last for 6 months, a year, or 20 years, or 30 years. And then sometimes it's great for the first 10 years, just like a marriage, and then you wake up one day and you're not communicating. They're not seeing the world the way you see it anymore. They're not listening to you. Or maybe they're just fed up with you. Maybe with all those complaints you come in time and time again, they go, ah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. They may like you, they may care for you, but maybe that relationship has run its course. Maybe then you need to turn around and say, ah, perhaps I need fresh eyes on my problems. So these are the kind of things that you need to understand when you're choosing a doctor. So when you're sitting next to me at a dinner party, you're asking me all these questions, the answers are not quite so easy, are they? Now, I've done a video on this about how to choose your doctor, and you can watch it on my website, drchambersoncall.com. Now, the other reason that I think it's extremely important that you choose your doctor very carefully is this new concept called mindfulness, which means that you're living in the moment, that you're not thinking about the past, and you're not thinking about the future. And believe it or not, this has a big impact on your health care. This has a big impact on whether a prescribed medication, a prescribed course of treatment actually works well for you or not. Nowadays, all of us are living in a world where we have chronic diseases, stuff that we can't cure. Asthma, hypertension, diabetes, chronic pain. How many people out there listening to me now have chronic pain? How many people out there listening to me now are fed up with their pain medicines because they're not working? They're fed up with their pain medicines because it makes them feel lousy, makes everything fuzzy. They're not functioning. They're not enjoying life. So how does mindfulness with your doctor come into play there? Well, let's start at the very beginning. We've all known for a long time, for instance, that placebos work. That placebos, I give you a sugar pill, I tell you it's going to shorten your cold, and it does. I give you a sugar pill and tell you that your pain will be much less, and it does. In fact, placebos in pain control are so powerful that big pharma are concerned because their meds don't outdo the placebos. So, what I want you to understand this morning listening to me is this. that when you choose your doctor, there has to be some empathy between you and her. When you choose your doctor, you have to have confidence in her or him. And when you choose your doctor, you have to be along the same wavelength. In other words, if they say to you, well, you could try this course of whatever, but I don't think it's going to work, the chances are it's not going to work. If he says to you, hey, okay, you got chronic knee pain. Here's some anti-inflammatories. Try that for 2 weeks. You come back and say, hey, doc, my pain, the pain, still bad, still bad. You go like, hey, let me give you some narcotics for that. That's what you don't want. You don't want an escalation of pain management. What you want is the doctor to listen to you. What you want is the doctor to understand what your symptoms are and look at the whole you. Because believe it or not, if the doctor is empathic, if the doctor takes your lifestyle into account, treatment success is like 30, 40%. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. And it's something to bear in mind. So you're choosing your doctor. Choose. You got to decide before you go, male or female. How do you react to them? How do they react to you? Just like you would in any other relationship. And because you see a doctor for a few times, doesn't mean you have to stick with them for 10 or 20 years. It's like dating. Have coffee, have dinner. Doesn't mean you're going to get married. Does it? Not at all. You want to find out some more concrete steps of how to choose your doctor? Check out my website. Check out the video on drchambersoncall.com. I'm live and local here. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. That's 800-ABC-KABC. Remember, on this show, no questions too dumb, no questions too tough, and no questions too embarrassing. This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Dr. Chambers answers more of your questions when we continue.
We got a real big show for you.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips. It's hard to believe, but we'll be back next month.
Yeah. I'll see you next month. I can't wait.
See you in February.
A weekend. Also.
With a box of chocolates shaped like a heart.
And a box of wine.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
In 2008, people lost 30 to 50% of their investments in the market crash by not being prepared. If you're retired or retiring soon and can't afford a major loss, the time to protect is now.
This is Ken Morave, host of the Money Matters radio show, inviting you to our free seminar.
Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net or call 800-994-0302. Choose February 9th, Fountain Valley, February 10th, Manhattan Beach, February 11th, Pasadena Old Town, or February 13th, Woodland Hills. Reserve at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net.
If you've been thinking about refinancing or purchasing a home, Purpose Funding wants you to know the time is now. Because the Fed is starting to raise rates. Home equity is up 25% throughout most of California, and rates are at all-time lows. Do not miss this window to lock in a low rate. Now is the time to call in and cash out. And at Purpose Funding, if you refinance now, you can even skip two mortgage payments in the process. Wouldn't that be a nice breather? Purpose Funding specializes in no-cost loans and are closing loans in as little as 20 days. Everyone's needs are different. You may want to pay off your Christmas debt or take that long overdue vacation. Whatever your reason, it's just one call to Purpose Funding at 888-419-FUND. Purpose Funding is saving their clients an average of $500 a month by repositioning debt. That's $6,000 a year. It's a win-win all the way around at Purpose Funding. Call them now at 888-419-FUND. That's 888-419-FUND. Equity may not be this high for long. It's time to call in and cash out at 888-419-FUND. 888-419-FUND.
Comedy tonight.
Cabrillo Music Theater starts off the new year with mistaken identities, missing bodies, mixed up potions, philandering dads, domineering moms. There's love in the air. And comedy tonight. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum. Cabrillo Music Theater presents this Tony-winning comic masterpiece live on stage at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, January 29th through February 14th. Tickets on sale at CabrilloMusicTheater.com. Laugh your way into 2016 with A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Cabrillo Music Theater is Broadway in your backyard.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Who am I? I'm a working physician, talk radio host, obviously, and I have my own digital platform, drchambersoncall.com. I'm live and local, so if you want to call in, 800-222-5222 is the number. That's 800-ABC-KABC. And you can ask me whatever is on your mind about your health or your family's health. Anything from hemorrhoids to heart attacks. That's 800-222-5222. Last week, I covered a little bit about Charlie Sheen. Tragically, Charlie has contracted HIV. Doesn't have AIDS. He has HIV. He describes it as a mule kick to his soul. Now, Charlie went on conventional medicine, and his viral levels goes down to zero, what they call undetectable. All he had to do was remain faithful to his drug regime. He's going to be safe. Now, if Charlie could do that, of course, that would be the first time in his life that he was faithful to anything. So, of course, Charlie wasn't faithful. He decided, because there's a lot of side effects to this cocktail. Are you listening to me out there, guys? Lots of side effects to the HIV drugs. So you want to avoid getting it by using a condom, of course. So Charlie goes off his meds and goes to Mexico to see a doctor there who can cure AIDS, cure HIV. He's originally from Australia, was kind of hounded out of this country, and now he's operating in Mexico. This doctor is so confident, so confident of his cure for HIV, that after he cured, in inverted commas, Charlie, he injected himself with some of Charlie's own blood. Now, when Charlie was on Dr. Oz talking about this, Dr. Oz said, a tad inappropriate. Me? I don't think it's inappropriate. I think it's crazy. I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid. Why didn't Charlie just run out of that clinic? Now, that's the story, really, as I covered it last week. This week, there's been a new wrinkle. This week, guess what? This week, the good doctor from Mexico, by way of Australia, was on Real Time with Bill Maher. That's okay. Bill Maher's a comedian. He's controversial. He likes to have different people out there. He's a bit of an anti-vaccine kind of guy, which to my mind means he's a much better comedian than a doctor. But hey, you know, it's Bill Maher. He brings the guy on, and the guy gets a national platform of what? Over 4 million people listening. And he says this. He says, I have the cure for AIDS, and conventional medicine in the United States is blocking me, and I'm afraid for my life. There's been life threats, there's been a car bomb, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how much of that is true. What Bill Maher did show on the show last night was this. He showed a clip from 10 years ago when this doctor won a lawsuit against some hospitals here in Los Angeles for $10 million. Then we get into the nitty-gritty of what he's doing. And basically, he says he uses some goat milk extract. And he made up some kind of vaccine. It was all a little bit vague. Essentially, he's mobilizing the immune system to attack the HIV virus by taking blah, blah, blah. A little bit complicated. I followed it, but I thought it was kind of simplistic. But the one question that he glossed over, and the one question that the comedian Bill Maher glossed over, was this. Charlie took the cure, the alleged cure, and subsequently his viral levels soared, and he went back on conventional therapy. In fact, he went back on his meds, according to Charlie's manager, Mark Berg, on the plane home from Mexico. And neither the comedian Maher or this good doctor, Sam, explained why Charlie felt that need. Now, let me put it this way. Charlie Sheen is seeing some of the finest physicians we have here in Los Angeles that are controlling his AIDS. Or, I beg your pardon, his HIV status. He does not have AIDS. And if they're lying, if they're giving him medicine and he's already cured from HIV, that's not just malpractice. That's fraud. That's criminal trespass. I don't believe that for a nanosecond. Not for a nanosecond. These are outstanding physicians, and they're saving Charlie's life. Some of the AIDS activists are really upset with this segment on the HBO Real Time Big Bill Maher show. They're saying that some of these men, some of the men now listening to this, listening to me, watching Bill Maher on the HBO show, are going to die because it's AIDS denial. There is no cure for AIDS as of this time. I hope someday we have a cure, but we do not have one now. The treatment regimes we have are good. They're effective. They manage the disease. No question about that. Are they full of side effects? Yes. Absolutely. Hundreds, thousands, you know, just, It's a tough life to be on these meds and taking them every day with all the side effects. The alternative is much, much worse. So I would appreciate it if the comedian bar actually had somebody conventional on next week and said, look, there's nothing wrong with alternative therapies if you know what they can and can't do and if you accept the risk. But giving this man a platform on a national premium cable channel that not only 4 million people will see, but spreads throughout our culture and spreads throughout the nation with people who don't understand what's going on, who don't fully understand it, it's going to cost lives. I'm all for a laugh. I enjoy Bill Maher's show. Don't always agree with him by any means. But when you do a segment like that, you got to do a counter segment. And I'm hoping that comedian Maher gets out of the medical business, goes back to comedy, or at the very least, gives somebody an opportunity to answer. I'm going to take a call. I'm going to talk to Rob. Hi, Rob.
How's it going, doctor?
Good. What's going on?
I had just a general question. I'm 41, and I was wondering what or what youth would suggest an age to get, say, a colonoscopy.
There's a couple of quick questions, Rob. Do you have a family history of colon cancer?
I have a family history of cancer in general, be it liver, pancreatic, but not colon.
Not colon. Now, see, here's the thing, Rob, you have to understand that cancer is a generic term. They're not all the same. It's not because you have cancer of the pancreas doesn't mean you're going to get cancer of the colon. Colon cancer tends to run in families. There can be a genetic predisposition or what we call a familial association. And we generally tell people they should start getting colonoscopies within like a 10-year period. So if you had a dad or a mom who had colon cancer, we'd say at age 50, then you would like to have your screening starting around age 40. Generally speaking, if you have no family history, you've got no worries, there's no blood in the stool, there's no concerns, you should really start at age 50. Now, for those of you who are 50 and older and are just terrified by what I said, is there is life after 50. I'm reliably told there's not only life after 50, there's fun after 50. There's even sex after 50. So you can relax. But from your point of view, Rob, I wouldn't get a colonoscopy if there's no family history and you've got no concerns, no blood in the stool, nothing like that. That was Rob, and he called me on 800-222-5222. And you can call me, too, with whatever is on your mind about your health or your family's health. 800-222-5222. Now, here's the thing. Here's something you have to understand. That when you get sick, you can feel angry. When you get a serious illness, you can kind of feel, why me? Why do I get cancer? Why is there a lump on my breast? I'm only 39. Why do I have Hodgkin's? I'm 25. Why am I getting night sweats? I'm losing weight. Why is my life on the line? And you know what the worst part of that can be? You get the diagnosis of cancer, and then people tell you, yeah, we're going to fight this. You're going to fight it. You're going to get in there. You're going to beat cancer. You're going to kill cancer. You're going to live. And you go like, hey, I don't want to be a soldier. I don't even want to be a conscripted soldier in this war. I just want to get on with my life. I just want to do what I want to do. And if you voice that, if you say to people, hey, I'm angry, I'm fed up. People look at you like, well, you know, they don't know what to do. So you know what I recommend? I recommend pity parties. Yeah, you heard me. Pity parties. So you sit down, take out your favorite movie, book, music, whatever it is that brings up the emotion. And you let it all out. You get it all out. You cry, you scream, you get it, you punch the wall, whatever it is, you get it out. And it's good. It's cathartic. You feel, oh, okay. All right. Okay, so it's Monday. I'll be a soldier in the war against cancer. Not by choice, but I will be a soldier in the war. But every so often, indulge. Every so often, say to yourself, yeah, I need to let it all out. And why not? Because if I had cancer, if I had a serious illness, I would indulge. 800 222-5222 is the number to call. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit about sex. We have a little quiz on my Facebook Facebook page, should I say, about a little sex quiz. Why it's important to take it, why you need to take it, because, you know, you might just be at risk. And keep this in mind. The only sexual history you ever really know is your own. All that and more when I come back. 800-222-5222. This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Stay tuned for the second half of Dr. Chambers on Call.
We got a real good show for you.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips. It's hard to believe, but we'll be back next month.
Yeah. I'll see you next month. I can't wait.
See you in February.
A weekend myself.
With a box of chocolates shaped like a heart.
And a box of wine.
Live and local right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered three drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about three quarters of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill two ways, so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What if I told you there's a firm that will create a customized portfolio and financial plan for you and offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee? Think it doesn't exist? Think again.
Hi, I'm Mo Ansari, president of Compact Asset Management. When you start a new relationship with Compact, we'll create your customized investment portfolio and financial plan dedicated to help you reach your goals. Try us out for a year. If you're not happy for any reason, you'll get all of the management and maintenance fee that you paid refunded. This is our 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Call Compact Asset Management at 800-388-9700 to find out more. That's 800-388-9700. Satisfaction guarantee doesn't apply to fees and commissions charged by third parties for such things as insurance products or mutual fund redemptions. It also doesn't apply to any market losses which might occur in an account. For additional information regarding this guarantee, please see the disclosure brochure available at the time you enroll or upon request.
Compact Asset Management is a registered investment advisor. Funds custodian Fidelity Institutional Wealth Services, member FINRA. SIPC.
Reaching us is as easy as 800-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC. 800-222-5222 is the number to call. Remember, on this show, no questions too dumb, no questions too tough, and no questions too embarrassing. 800-222-5222. And the beauty of all this, there's no copay. It's all free. Now, you're a guy, so you automatically know how to use a condom. Wrong. Absolutely you don't. And gals, you should know that taking one off after the event is as difficult as putting it on. And what happens if all of that goes wrong? Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. That's not exactly what you want to hear, is it? Now, the other thing that condoms protect you against is STIs, sexually transmitted infections. And tragically, sadly, over the last year, 2 years, we've had a surge nationwide in chlamydia, gonorrhea, and all of the other things that you don't want in your life. Unfortunately, here in LA County, we've had a surge in 2014 and 15, an absolute surge. So when I'm in my practice, I tell everybody that safe sex is what it's all about. And most of the time when people are using condoms, they use them wrong. Like sometimes the guys like to dive in the pool, have a look around, come back out and put on the thing for the main event. Can't do that. No, 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 no. You cannot do that. You put it on before there's any contact whatsoever. And I have a little video on my website, drchambersoncall.com, with the title, Condoms, You're Using Them Wrong, and you'll see what you should be doing, and you'll see how you should be using them. So the big question is, when it comes to sexually transmitted infections, is this. How do we get the people who are most likely to be infected treated? And there's a whole bunch of ways that we can do this. And one of them is, John Hopkins put out a new quiz asking a series of, personal questions. Of course, it's about sex. It has to be personal. I put a link to this on my Facebook page, which is Dr. Chambers on Call. They ask simple questions, your age, how many partners, blah, blah, blah. If you score high, this means you've got a bit of an increased risk. And you need to see your doctor. Now, there's a lot of online kits that can be bought so you can test yourself at home and send them back. The only problem I have with this online stuff is this. It's not FDA regulated. So you don't know about, is it reliable? If it says no, is it really no? If it says yes, is it really yes? And the other thing that bothers me a lot is this. So you get the positive test. What do you do then? Then you have to go to your doctor. Then you have to go to the local urgent care and try and get it treated. So what I would suggest to you is, if you're starting a new relationship, you're concerned about your current relationship, or you're in a relationship and you haven't had the talk, you haven't asked the person you're with, are they with other people? The more people that are involved in a relationship like that, the more likely you are to have something. So then you should get screened. Just go to your local urgent care. It's non-invasive now. Nowadays, we can test for chlamydia and gonorrhea from the urine. We draw blood for HIV. We draw blood for syphilis because, believe it or not, syphilis has made a comeback. We're seeing a lot of cases of it now. And what I tend to do in my practice, that if I'm suspicious at all that you might have chlamydia, you might have gonorrhea, I tend to treat it on the spot. This is really important to understand because every year we have literally thousands and thousands of women who become sterile, who can't have children because their fallopian tubes get blocked with these infections. Infections like chlamydia, that all it means is you take a gram of azithromycin and it's gone. And it's gone. So it's worthwhile getting screened. It's worthwhile getting checked. I'm going to talk to Rob. Hi, Rob.
Hi there. Good morning.
Morning.
Afternoon, actually. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is that I'm a patient with Kaiser. I'm 58 years of age.
Sure.
The only family history of colon cancer, my mom recently got it at the age of 82. I don't have any symptoms, no constitutional symptoms, no blood in my stool. For screening, they've been giving me yearly occult blood screening.
Okay.
And I've heard varying things as to whether that's sensitive enough or whether I should be having a colonoscopy.
How many colonoscopies have you had to date?
I have not.
None?
I've only had the occult blood.
Oh. Well, I think it's very reasonable for you to have one colonoscopy. And then if it's completely clear, you could follow up in 10 years. Now, remember, your mom had colon cancer at a later age in her 80s, and that's a while away from you, quite a while away from you. So,
right.
But I think you should have one baseline colonoscopy. In fact,
okay.
if I was turning 50 and my mom had colon cancer in her 80s, I would get screened. If it was negative, I'd wait for 10 years or depending on what age she had her problem at. But I do think that you need to go off and have a colonoscopy. Now, I like the occult blood test. It is good. Doesn't get everything, by no means. Now, let me say also that colonoscopies, they're not fun. Colonoscopies, the biggest part, the most difficult part of a colonoscopy is the prep. Because when they want to see inside the colon, guess what's normally in there? Yeah, you don't need me to spell it out. That's what's in there. So you get all that out because they have to look up. If all that's not out there, if you're not properly clean, they can't see. So they want to get up all the way around the whole colon, up to the terminal, all the way up there to the cecum. And if there's any little polyps or whatever, they're going to take them out for you. Colonoscopy, I think, is one of those screening tests that's really good and that it has saved lives. If you want an inside medical sort of rant about colonoscopies, it's this. In the last 10 years, they've gone from costing us like $5 a colonoscopy to $5,000. It's about the only thing in modern life that keeps getting expensive, and it's the same old technology. The same old technology. And we need to fix that. Yes, we do. We need to fix that. We need to say, yeah, colonoscopy, not that complicated to do. Yeah. Shouldn't we charge him $5,000 for the colonoscopy? Not in 2016. If I was king for a day, colonoscopies will be done by nurse practitioners, and the bill will be about $200. But I'm not king for a day. Not at all. 800-222-5222 is the number to call, just like Rob. And you can call me with whatever is on your mind about your health. That's 800-222-5222. The Zika virus is kind of in the news everywhere. Everyone is suddenly terrified. And what is the Zika virus? It's just an infection that's been around for decades. Literally, first described in 1947 in Uganda or Rwanda. Causes a febrile illness. You're better in a week. The majority of people don't really even know they have it. Only about 1 in 5 get symptoms. So what's all this scary pieces about? Well, what happened in Brazil was this. They suddenly discovered that a lot of pregnant women were giving birth to malformed babies, babies with what we call microcephaly. And microcephaly just means that the baby's brain, the head, the skull is small. Of course, this is a tragedy. This is awful. But nobody as of yet has conclusively proven that the Zika virus is causing this. What we do know is that it's associated with this. But since the Zika virus has been around for a long time, maybe there's another factor in there as well. And we just don't know that at this time. Here's the thing. It's mosquito-borne. And the mosquito that causes, that transmits this virus, we only see that in Florida, maybe parts of Texas. We're not expecting to see any American cases until the spring when everything warms up. We have some imported cases at the moment. That's women or men who've gone to South America on vacation or business or whatever, and they've come back. So it's not spreading around here in the United States. Unfortunately, there is no treatment, and there is no vaccine. So, for instance, if you travel to South America, you travel there, and you come back, and you were pregnant, and you're scared, there's a blood test. Not a very useful one, but there is one there. Much more important to have an ultrasound. If you are caught up in Brazil or Colombia or whatever, you should protect yourself, long sleeves, stuff like that. But if you think you're going to be pregnant or you are pregnant, I would suggest you don't go to places like Brazil or El Salvador. Look at the CDC website for the complete list of countries. Very important to protect yourself. Don't get hyped about this. I know the media covers this like it's going to be the end of the world. It's not going to be the end of the world. I'm going to talk to Lou. Hi, Lou.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I have a question for you. My husband is 60 years old, and he just had his yearly physical with his internist, mm-hmm. and it was suggested to him that he go and have the test that the Cleveland Clinic does to find calcium in your near your heart.
Sure.
What are your thoughts on that?
And do you obviously, Lou, and you and your husband have good insurance, I take it. Yes, yeah, top of the line would be my guess. Here's my prejudice. These tests are, I don't know how useful they are. I was disappointed when President Obama, on his last yearly physical, got all of these tests, including the calcium. And actually, he scored pretty well. He's a healthy guy. He looks after himself. Apart from the cigarettes, which he says he's given up. Hopefully he has. But there we go. The calcium test is not something that I recommend routinely. If you're a non-smoker, you don't have a bad family history, your weight's down, you're exercising, if you're a diabetic, you're controlling it, I'm not sure that I would do that. I personally don't do it. I personally don't recommend it to my patients, and I just don't like the radiation in all of these tests. So I wouldn't do that. So, Lou, does your husband have a strong family history of heart problems?
No.
Oh. Well, then I definitely wouldn't do it. In my own case, my dad was walking down the streets in his early 60s and had a heart attack, and that was that. So even then, with that kind of history, I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't recommend it. 800-222-5222 is the number to call if you have a question like Lou about yourself, your family member, whoever. That's 800-ABC-KABC. When I come back, let me ask you this question. Raising taxes, is that good for your health? Don't panic. Don't panic. I don't like paying taxes any more than you do. But my answer will surprise you when I come back. 800-222-5222. This is Dr. Chambers on Call on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
More Dr. Chambers on Call after this.
A burglar in Florida decided to hide in the weeds of a pond, which is a good place to hide unless you're in Broward County, Florida, and apparently alligator ate him. And this is what's utterly outrageous. The gator was trapped by the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission and euthanized.
For what, being an alligator?
They killed the alligator, a crime-fighting alligator. They should have deputized him and made the shoes out of the criminal.
McIntyre in the morning with Terry Raymer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC. This Friday, KABC is kicking the presidential election into overdrive. With the first in a series of Election 2016 specials, rock star and political junkie Dave Navarro riffs on politics in an open mic forum that begs for your feedback and gets you in tune for the New Hampshire primaries. It's talk that rocks the vote.
Are you ready to rock?
The Politics Fix with Dave Navarro, Friday night at 8 on 790 KABC.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep.
When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
This is Dr. Chambers on Call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. I'm live and local. 800-222-5222 is the number to call with whatever is on your mind about your health. Anything from hemorrhoids to heart attacks. 800-222-5222. Now, let me ask you a question, and please, please don't panic. What about if I raised your taxes and I made you healthier? Oh, I'm going to just pay myself. The mere thought of raising more taxes in California. We need more taxes. Well, bear me out. Bear me out. You see, soda tax, a tax on added sugar, has been proposed by lots of people in health because they said, you know what? All this soda that's full of sugar, all this added sugar we're doing, it's killing us. It's making us obese. It's giving us diabetes and blah, blah, blah. Now, the only country that could actually enact one was Mexico, because 7 out of 10 Mexicans are obese. And against a huge opposition, including the soda industry in the United States, the Mexicans passed a soda tax law. Now, I'm not talking about $50 per bottle. I'm talking about something like 10 cents. And then public health officials and guys like me have been anxiously waiting for the results. And a year later, the results are in. The soda sales fell dramatically, down, down, down. And as a result, weight has gone down. Now, whether this results in a good outcome or not health-wise, we're not quite sure. It's going to take some more time. But we do know that added sugar, we do know that soda and all the calories in soda that you don't need, that's dumb, that's stupid, that makes you fat. And if you think that doesn't apply to the United States, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. How many of us here in the United States are pre-diabetic? By pre-diabetic, I mean In time, if you don't drop weight, don't look after yourself, don't exercise, you will become diabetic. You will get diabetes. You will have early heart disease. You will have eye problems. You'll have kidney problems. One in three of you listening to me are pre-diabetic. One in three. That's enormous. That's a third of us. So it's going to be a while before we get a soda tax here. So what do you need to do? Don't wait for public health to get in there. Do it yourself. Don't drink soda. Forget about it. Cut it out of your life. It's poison. Let me talk to Martin. Hey, Martin.
Hey, how you doing, doctor?
What's going on?
I just had a question. Sure. I can't get a straight answer from anybody I've talked to, but I've been diagnosed with hepatitis C for quite a few years now. And with these new miracle drugs out, the Harvoni and the other Sovaldi, I think it's called, and I can't get it prescribed to where my prescription will pay for it. And I've had the liver biopsy. And apparently my case isn't severe enough. But I wonder, what is it going to take? Do I have to get full-blown liver cancer before I can get it the treatment?
Well, I think it's a bit more complicated than that, Martin. And let me just say this. First off, the treatment for hepatitis C is just an outrage. It's appalling that they're making so much money off this. In fact, if we in the United States treated everybody who had hepatitis C with these newer drugs, we would be bankrupt. So the people making this drug are price gouging. I can't remember off the top of my head what the cost is. But for instance, in the United States, we're paying something like $30,000 per month, whatever it is. In the UK, Germany, they're paying a fraction of that, a fraction of it. So what's so special about the Germans? What's special about the English? Why are we Americans getting out of bed, spending more money, paying more money for this drug? And then we have people like Martin who can't get it. Now, Martin, the drug company says that if you have hardship, if you can't afford it and your insurance won't go the whole way, you can write to them and say, hey, I have chronic hepatitis C. I've gone to my insurance company. They're saying I'm not qualified. They're saying this. They're saying that. I'm worried. Will my hepatitis C progress to liver failure? I don't know. There's no test that will tell me. They're waiting to see what will happen. But I want to be cured of it. And Martin, like any other American, deserves to be cured of it. What he doesn't deserve to do is be bankrupt by it. And what we as a society don't deserve is to be bankrupt by these companies who are price gouging. Now, in the news this week was this. There's a lot of complex drugs, life-saving drugs, that are being restricted because they're not making enough of them. When I read this, I went like, are you crazy? This is ridiculous. We spend more money on healthcare than anyone else in the world. We spend trillions of dollars. Big Pharma makes a fortune in the United States. And they're not delivering the drugs that we need that are life-saving when we need them. There's something wrong here. There's something absolutely wrong. When the Europeans look at this, they come along and say, okay, we have, say, let's pick a figure. Say it's the United Kingdom, the English. They have maybe 10,000 people, I'm just picking that figure out of the air, with hepatitis C. They go to the drug companies and say, yeah, we're not going to spend all this money. We're just not going to give it to you. What we are going to give it to you is this. And generally speaking, the drug company takes it. Because a little bit of something is a whole lot better than all of nothing, right? So why don't we do this here? Why don't we compete like this? Well, our biggest payer is called Medicare. And Medicare, by law, can't go into a drug company and say, let's negotiate the price. You know the way Walmart goes into a supplier and says, we want 1 million canes or we want 10 million canes. And the supplier says, they're going to be $50 each. Walmart goes, no, they're not. They're going to be $5, and they're going to be much better quality, and you're delivering them on this day, or we don't buy. Medicare can't do that. Medicare can't go in and say, we're going to take the 5-day antibiotic course, azithromycin, or the blood pressure medicine, lisinopril, because we have, say, 10 million people who need some, and we're going to bargain with you. We can't do that because it's against the law. Now, no wonder healthcare costs are so high. No wonder people like Martin can't get the treatment that they need, the treatment that they deserve, the treatment that is their right. When a new medication comes out, like the medicines for hepatitis C, it's wondrous. They literally are saving lives. But they've done a very clever marketing ploy. Not everybody who has hepatitis C needs the medication, because not everybody who gets hepatitis C goes on to have liver failure. The question is which ones. And what the drug company has done very cleverly, in my opinion, has pushed it out there that everybody should be getting this drug. Now, unfortunately, people like Martin fall into that category where the insurance company says, hey, you know what? You don't quite qualify. You don't quite fit in. So we're not going to give you the therapy until things deteriorate a little bit. So, Martin, in summary for you, what I would do is I would write to the drug company directly and tell them that you've got a problem. Tell them that you can't afford it. Tell them that you want their life-saving drugs. They're making enough money they can afford to give it to you, Martin. And for anybody else that's listening to me, this just doesn't apply to hepatitis C. This applies to all of these newer agents, all of these life-saving drugs that they're price gouging us on. You can appeal directly to the drug company. What I personally would like is for our government to step in and say, hey, you know, now those of you who are capitalists, and I'm a capitalist, don't start panicking. What I mean by this is, when Medicare gets in there and they negotiate the price of a drug, guess what? Then everybody else has to fall in line with that. So we need to unshackle Medicare and allow them to negotiate the price. That way, people like Martin, that way he'll get the medicine he needs. That way he'll be cured, because he deserves to be cured. Now, if you want to follow me during the week, I have my digital platform, drchambersoncall.com. You can see my latest podcast. You can catch all my videos. Condoms, you're not using them right. You can catch my articles. There's all kinds of stuff up there. There are even quizzes. And on the quiz, you can play doctor. We have a symptom in there. You put a little in your little answer. If you do well, you get to the next level. If you do badly, go back to the books. Go back to the books. So you want to follow me on Facebook? It's Dr. Chambers on Call. And if you happen to swing by, hit like. Let me know you were there. If you want to comment on the show, you want to propose a topic for the show, you can do it on Facebook or email me, drchambersoncall@gmail.com. That's drchambersoncall@gmail.com. I won't be able to take your individual questions for answers, but if you want to comment on the show, suggest topics for the show, because remember, this show is about you and your health. This show is about keeping you healthy, and we never charge anything. There is no copay. That's the beauty of it. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. JC on Call. That's at Dr. JC on Call. Generally speaking, what I do in this show is look at the news, interpret it through my little brain here, and tell you what I think, tell you what you need to know, and tell you if something is bull or if it's not bull. And when people, famous people like Bill Maher, the comedian, steps into my world and starts saying that these people should be given credence and starts telling people that, hey, maybe we don't need the conventional treatments for AIDS, when people like that do it, I will call them out here. I will let you know, because I'm here about you and keeping you healthy, keeping your family healthy, and talking about all of that every single week. If it's noon to one, I'm live and local. You can catch me every Saturday. This is Dr. Chambers on Call and Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Information in this show is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only. It is not a replacement or substitute for professional medical advice and/or treatment. Consult with your own doctor for information.